You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day in the studio, Aaron Rasmussen. He is the head chairman for the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, and he's the head spokesperson as well. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
Aaron, VFW Post 4748 presents the 73rd annual Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee in downtown Tuolumne this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tell us a little bit about VFW Post 4748, why they wanted to take over.
A few years back, it was, you know, in the history of the Jubilee, it's always been community-oriented. Someone in the community of Tuolumne would pick up the mantle and continue on the tradition. And in 2019, going into 2020, we saw that it was going to be better to be under a nonprofit. And the veterans of Tuolumne are very active. It's a great post. So it was, and I was already involved in helping chair a lot of it. So it was just a good fit.
And you're keeping very busy doing this. Are you glad that you made this move?
I'm glad because it gives it foundation and structure, and it'll never fail under our organization.
This is the 73rd annual Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. It's actually been going nonstop each year, consecutive year, for 40 years now.
Yes, 40 years.
That's incredible.
We have to recognize Nate's Mowers. It came on as big sponsors in last year, 2021, and they really pulled through for us this year, too. They brought all the logs in for us. So Nate's Mowers, Nate's Saw, and Nate's Tree Service, I just can't thank them enough for being the biggest sponsors for the Jubilee this year.
Aaron, is there already a Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee queen?
Yes, technically there is, because we only had one queen contestant this year, Abigail Minnick. She's been doing really good, and we're just excited to have her this year, and we're looking forward to a little bit more competition next year, of course. That's what drives the Jubilee. Really, what supports the Jubilee financially is our queen contest, and our ticket sales for the raffle is what really funds our event, besides our sponsors.
The Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is the largest event of the year for downtown Tuolumne, and it all takes place at Westside Memorial Park in downtown Tuolumne. Things get underway starting at noon this Friday.
Yes, so at noon this Friday, we will have our queen relay. They go through chucking wood, hammered a nail. It's really kind of fun to get it started off that way. We also will have kids jumpers and games down in Whitehead Field this year. And there's going to be a lot of them. We got four massive jumpers, two small ones for children. We're going to put up easy ups for parents to set under so they have shade, and we'll have some snacks down there. So it'll be a really fun area for the kids. And then the pool will be open for the kids, thanks to Tuolumne Recreation, Tuolumne County Recreation. And then that evening, we will have our queen coronation, where we make it completely official for Abigail Minnick, and then we'll go right into music with Hired Gun. So that's Friday.
Okay, and Reagan Miller will pass her crown.
Yes. Well, she doesn't pass her crown, but she gets the crown, okay. Abigail Minnick, and it's kind of cool because they're friends, so that's really exciting for them.
Good. Saturday morning, the big parade starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Tell us about that.
The biggest parade in Tuolumne is starting at 10 o'clock, and the main sponsor for that is Leslie Heavyhall. They've been coordinating it all. I think a notable mention we have to talk about is our Grand Marshal. Earl Hicks has been appointed our Grand Marshal this year, and so we're honoring him. And also, in our hearts, we're thinking about the Covers family.
Some of the events that'll take place in the park. There's food, there's beverage, yeah. Indian tacos included, which I always make sure that I grab an Indian taco each year. And there's some events that take place on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, as soon as the parade's done, about 11 o'clock, we jump into kids' relays. And after the kids relays, we'll have a little kid tug of war, and then we go into we have a women's relays and little contest for all the women of the community, which is super fun. We got a needle in the haystack. Besides some of the similar relays that the queens do on Friday, and then we'll have some light music up until we have our main band coming on Saturday night, which is Brew Baker this year. We've had one band step out, so Brew Baker stepped up last week, so it's really cool to have them. And besides those things I just talked about, the kids area will be going full blower, and I'd be remiss to say that we have statewide arm wrestling going to be happening in the hall at noon. And this is really amazing. It's put on by Armbenders of Central California. I mean, they're legit. They're on YouTube, and it's pretty intense if you watch their videos. So we're having like real arm wrestling, professional arm wrestlers coming up from all out of California, maybe even from Nevada. But you're all, everyone in the community is more than welcome to jump in and show their strength. So that's happening as well.
Sunday is the biggest day of this entire event, and it all starts Sunday morning.
Yes, so Sunday morning, so we start off with church service in the park at 9 o'clock, and that ends about 10. And about 10:30, we start gathering all the competitors for the logging events. We start doing safety briefings and stuff, and that kicks off at about 11 with our first event. And there's 12 different logging events that range from chainsaw to axes to the old misery whip. And then we finish off the day with one of the two most special events that you probably won't see anywhere else. And that's the Bowl of the Woods. Everybody that wants to get up on the log and show that their skills at boxing and their balance, we do that. And then as soon as that's over, we start getting ready for the tug of war. And this year we have Westside Climbers versus Chicken Ranch Loggers.
Okay. That's going to be a fun competition.
Yes.
And it all wraps up after that?
Yeah, and that's a wrap up. It usually wraps up about 8 o'clock on Sunday, depending on how long the pool goes.
Okay.
You know, pools on average go about 45 minutes, but I have seen 20-minute pools, and you know, I'm waiting to see that hour and a half, 2 hour pool of the old days. But this is a very strenuous sport. It was banned in 1935, and a good note in history is that that's when the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee started in 1935. So the pool is the heart of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. It's something very special. You're not going to see a cleated tug of war anywhere else in the world, but right here in our local community. And this is not for the faint of heart. These men put it all out there. I mean, this is very strenuous activity. They're risking heat stroke. They're risking knee injuries. I've seen it all. It's just this. It's the strongest of the strong in our community on that line.
It is a family-friendly event.
Yes. All of it's family-oriented. It's family-friendly. We will have a beer booth out there for adults. But in the last few years, we've really focused on the kids' events. And it's just a good time for everyone.
Any rules people should know about? Can they bring their dogs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, your dogs are welcome. Just if there is any issues, we'll just have to ask you to leave. Definitely pick up after yourself. There's going to be a lot of people there. Alcohol has to stay within the park. Please support our beer booth. Please don't bring your own alcohol, because the funds that we collect from the beer booth also go to help support this this event. It is free for everybody to come and participate. We make it that way because we love our community, but at the same time, we have to fund it. So this year we're a little short on donations, so we really need local community support.
Will there be t-shirts available?
Yes, we have a country store. There's t-shirts available. There's hats available. We have a few stickers, and we have raffle prizes to give away. Nate's Mowers has stepped up They did an outstanding job last year of, they have a couple raffles. They gave away generators, chainsaws, stuff. So please get involved in that. All that money helps support our Lumber Jubilee.
We need to wrap up. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I have to think about that one. Please come out and support. Like, this is a local tradition. It's fun, exciting for everyone, and it's a good time to get back together and visit with each other as a community, and that's what makes us strong.
It is a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in downtown Tuolumne. Aaron Rasmussen. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.